Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News from the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club. This is Gordon, VK4VP. Sad news, another silent key. It is with sadness that we have to report of another silent key from Skark. Roy Stevens, VK4, ARS for Sugar, passed away on Saturday the 9th of April. Roy had been ill for quite some time. The funeral was held in Nambour last Thursday, and there was a large contingent of Skark members there in the trademark bright yellow shirts. Roy would be pleased with that. Roy will be remembered for always giving his call sign as VK4 ARS for Sugar. He lived up on the range above the Sunshine Coast at Flaxton and was in an ideal spot with a good path to all of Skark's repeaters and was always there to give a report on someone's uplink if there was an issue. Roy's interests were most things mechanical and he had a passion for steam engines. He was involved in the model steam trains that run around the model railway park in Nambour. A long-time club member, Roy was the inaugural net controller for the 2-metre SSB Sidewinders net held on Sunday evenings. He always had time for a chat and will be sadly missed by all who knew him. Vale Roy, VK4, ARS for Sugar.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Slowly the collection of parts is growing as shopping around locates bits and pieces to complete the project. It's something that's taken a lifetime to get to this stage, and soon a proper start will happen. Now, this is something that some people can relate to, and others will dismiss as outside their experience. However, being able to make progress on what is an historical adventure has meaning to me and provides purpose in enjoying my hobby. Now, this is something that binds members into a cohesive group within a club. Having a purpose and the will to follow it cements individuals into a successful club. Now, depending on the number of members, their experience and interests, purposes may be anything to develop a successful contest station, install a repeater, or even find ways of raising funds for projects. And these are just obvious examples. While I may be taking many years to achieve a goal, the best projects are the ones that people can start, work at, and see a result ahead of them. The effort brings its own reward, without people losing sight of what they started. So I wonder how many clubs have a series of projects, short-term and long-term. Maybe they're organised to go on air for Anzac Day with activities which include family members too. Perhaps you are running projects to raise money for new equipment and maintenance, and perhaps you have hit upon a novel activity you can spread on social media. Whatever you find works in your club, let the rest of the Q News listeners know. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.